You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parsh B'chukoyisai starts with the words, Im B'chukoyisai Telechu. B'chukoyisai Telechu, which the translation means if you're going to walk and in my chukim, in my mitzvah, some kind of mitzvahs, Ve'as mitzvoyisai Tishmoryu, and you'll keep the mitzvahs, Ve'as isem risom, and you'll do it. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, will give us all the brachos, of Kshamim, and Itzasodeh, and all the good stuff. And if not, that's when we have the 49 klolos that have come here in this week's parasha. Rashi says in these first words, Im b'chukoyisai telechu, Rashi says, Yochol ze kiyum hamitzvahs. Could it be that it means to keep mitzvahs? Says, well, that can't be. Kishuoymer ves mitzvoyisai tishmoyru. It says, if you'll keep my mitzvahs. Arei kiyum mitzvahs omer. It says mitzvahs. Mani mekayim im b'chukoyisai telechu. What does it mean? You will walk in my chukim. Shetiyu ameilim batoyu. Which literal translation means you have to toil in toyo. You have to put effort and sweat and tears into the toyo. And that's what it means. So obviously question number one is, well, how does that, this goes into the words, because you will walk in my chukim. I mean, you will perform doing my chukim. What does it say here, the word, should I say, in teroiset, what? Chakuk, okay. Where does it say over here, that I saw once, that I think it's brought down the email of Shach, I saw one of the Sforim, that someone asked him, or he asked somebody, I'm not clear about this, the who had that dialogue, but the question that it came up, and there was no answer. He says, really? So what is the Torah telling me? If you amel batoyra, so then you'll have all the good stuff. And if not, so then chas v'shalom, all the terrible clothes that we have in this week's parasha, mamish, terrible things, will all happen. Because there wasn't a melus batoyra. Meis B'Torah seems to be a beautiful Mila, a great thing. Person has to toil in Torah. He didn't toil in Torah, but he did all the mitzvahs. He performed everything. Everything was done correctly. He did everything they had to do. So then all the klolos, if he didn't toil in Torah, it wasn't Mechukes Telechu, then on that depends the klolos and the brachos of the Torah. And really to emphasize the question, or really maybe to already give an opening to an answer, the Torah gives me the two sides of the coin. In Mechukoy Zetelechu, you'll have all the brachas. A few psukim later, speak about the opposite. The psukim, the opposite, it says, Vim lois ishmu li, not going to listen to me. For lo itasut kol ha-mitzvah zayile. And you won't do the mitzvahs. Vim Mechukoy Zetim osu, and you will repel and not enjoy, not like my mitzvahs. Vim isposhah mishpatei tikal nafshechem. And you'll hate my mishpatim. Which word over here represents the flip side of Im B'chukoyis Telechu? Im B'chukoyis Telechu, if you'll go on my chukim, which means you are melim atoyu, then all good things will happen, and all good things will happen. And if not, what's if not? So Torah says, you're not going to listen to me, you're not going to do the mitzvahs, the chukim you'll be moyes, and the mishpatim tikal nafshach, you're going to hate the mishpatim, you're going to hate the mitzvahs.
It does say redaftem.
We'll get to redaftem. So what does B'chukoyis say? Where is the opposite of B'chukoyis say? What's the flip side of that? You would think in B'chukoyis Timosu, you're gonna walk in my chukim, or you're not gonna like my chukim. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the first words, Ve'im loy sishruli, if you don't listen to me, says Rashi wasn't loy sishruli, lihiyois amelim batoyra. You're not gonna listen to me to toil in toyra, ladas min shachomim. That's what he says. So you're not going to listen to me to be omel b'toyra. Why is that the flip side? The correct structure should have been, im tiyor meli b'toyra, if you toil in toyra, all the good things will happen. If you won't toil in toyra, the bad things will happen. Here it says, if you're not going to listen to me to be toiling in toyra, im lo yisishmu li, liyosa meli b'toyra. Why is that the other side of the coin? Should be the same thing. Here we have that on the good side, if you're going to be toil and toil. On the bad side, you're not going to listen to me to toil and toil. Why is it written that way? So to go to understand a little bit more the idea of Amelus Batoiro, let's start first of all with a simple question, simple understanding. What does Amal mean in Lashon HaKodesh? So Amal, Amal. Ayin Mem Lamed. So we translate to the word toil, meaning working hard, putting effort into it. Yeah, effort, sweat, tears. But the common usage of the word omol in the Torah, it means not only that you're toiling and you're putting your effort and your koiches into something, but that you're doing it for no reason, for no purpose. There's no tachlis that comes out of it. As it says by Bilam, Loi lohi bit oven biyakov, fe loi ra omol v'Yisrael. Rashi says omol there means averis. Means he didn't do something. He didn't do omol. You don't do things that really don't have any fruition. Don't come to it anything. The pasuk in Tehillim says, when it says about Asaf that he was looking around the world and he saw that the Rishonim were very successful. He says, that's not fair. How can it be that people, the wicked, are successful in the world while the tzaddikim are the ones that are suffering the most? And he says, when I saw that, it was amal hu be'enai. Amal was amal. I mean, amal means, you know, it didn't seem like the right consequence. When something, you do something, you're supposed to achieve something. And here it seemed to be that you're doing all your that effort, the tzaddikim, and they're not achieving anything. That's what amal means. Amal means a matz. You're doing something with no tachlis. So you're not reaching anything. No goals coming out of it. So why does that mean amelus b'toyra? You're amel b'toyra. I mean, you're toiling in toyra. Toyra, you're achieving something. What does it mean you're amel b'toyra? That it means that amel, the word that which means that you're doing something with no purpose. Let's look at Shtikl Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tzadik Tezah, would base is the following. Person is born for Amal. So Amal means that's to work hard, just to work hard. As we'll see in a second. It says the Gemara, Ein yodea im le'amal pen nivra, im le'amal melacha nivra. I'm not sure if he's born for using his mouth, seemingly to talk. Or is born to work hard. Amal melacha, just to work. Keshuayimer ki akaf alav piu, when it says, Hemshech pasuk over there, that he uses his mouth, hevi oyimer lama pe. So now I know he needs to use his mouth. That's the main purpose of the Adam. Nivra. Vadayin eni yodayim lama toyirim lama sikh. Okay, he needs to use his mouth. But for what? For toyra or just the shmuzin? So the one keshuayimer lo yomush sefer toyra zemipiko, hevi oyimer. I'm not sure what a person was born for. He's born to work? No, he's born to use his mouth. Use his mouth for what? For shmuzing? For amal sikha? Or for Torah? Oh, I have a special pasuk to tell me that a person was born for amal Torah. Really? You need a special pasuk to tell me that a person was born for Torah? He's not born to work? To work like a dog his whole life? Or to shmuz in the back of shul? That's the chiddush of the Gemara. So just to give us a little more ease in understanding the Gemara, Rav Tzadok HaKohen in a few places says that what the Gemara is referring to when he's saying melacha and mitzvahs doesn't mean melacha the way we understand melacha. That he's working, you know, in the field. He's going to business. And piu doesn't mean that he's just schmoozing around with his friends. That's not the pshat. Melacha means, because basically you have three levels in the avodas ha'adam in his life. You have mitzvahs, person has to do mitzvahs. You have tefillah, and you have Torah. It's really the shloisha amun yishayin l'moyimint. You have three pillars in the world. Torah, avodah, gemilus, chasadim. So gemilus chasadim refers to the mitzvahs that you do, what a person does with his body. The avodah refers to tefillah, that's the tefillah that we have today, and you have Torah. So really what the Gemara is referring to is what is the main purpose of the Adam? Mora says, maybe the main purpose of the Adam is for melacha, means to do mitzvahs. Maybe that's what Adam has to do in this world. Says the Gemara, no. His main avodah is to do, maybe, you know, he has to use his mouth. That's the main purpose. So the Gemara says, okay, what are you using with your mouth? This is almost sicha. So rather, Rav Tzolik brings the pasuk l'suach pasodeh. Means, it means to daven, or it means Torah. Where it brings a special pasuk to teach me that's for Torah. So first of all, we never thought that a person was born to do a melacha, to do tefillah, he's born for Torah. But what is the discussion of the Gemara? What's the sugya? Obviously, Adam has to do all three. Person has to do mitzvahs, and he has to daven, and he has to do Torah. Is the Gemara you're coming to tell me that Torah keneged kulam? Mishnah beginning of Peah? That the highest thing that you have is Torah? Not the Mishmos of the Gemara. We have Mefarish or Mishnah for that. What is the Gemara trying to tell me? So I heard from Ramosh Shapir, Zechitzad, Yivrocho, a Rebbe, that the Peshat is like this. And this connects all this, everything together. Omo means that a person is working for no reason. How can it be a melus batoyer means working for no reason? But the pshat is that working for no reason means this is what your life is all about. This is who you are. If you ask a person, I'm just taking an extreme example. Why are you breathing? Why are you breathing right now? So they say, well, I'm breathing because if I'm not going to breathe, then I'm going to die. I'm going to faint and then die. So therefore, I'm putting effort to breathe. You're not putting effort to breathe. You're breathing because that's how you live. That's your life. Obviously, if a person is going to lose his breath, he's not going to live anymore. But that's, you know, it's not an intentional, right? It's not just you're doing it for that purpose. It is who you are. I mean, mainly, there's a tetzah. When the Gemara is asking, what is the amal of the Adam? The question is, what is a person born that's who he is? That's his main mode, his main definition, how he defined himself. Obviously, everything that we do in this world, there's a schar, there's a mabo, and you know, when everything, there's a carry, that's the mission in Peah. You have some things, there's some mitzvahs that you enjoy in this world, that carry canvas, and there's things that you have some reward in the world to come. Avadi. But that's what I'm discussing. I'm not discussing right now the reward a person has to get. I'm discussing is who the Adam is. Therefore, when I say Amal means you do something for no purpose. Not that there's no purpose that has come out of it. But that's not the intention of the thing. I'm not coming now to refer, I'm not referring to, oh, what will be the Schar L'Olam Haba. Referring to who the Adam is. Amal defines what the person is. Amal says, if I'm doing something and that's what I'm doing the whole time, that's who I am. So the Gemara is asking, when it says that Adam le'amal nivra, he was born to be amal, meaning he's born to do something the whole time. By the way, just a push around the Gemara, everybody is busy with things. Either a priest is busy with work, and if he doesn't have work, he's busy with something else. He's busy with shtosim and with the social media or whatever it is. He's busy. Something is busy. He's occupying his mind. He's occupying his mind. What is the Adam? What is the main purpose of the Adam to be occupied? What is he? Someone says, maybe it is to do, let's say with Rav Tzadik, maybe it's to do mitzvahs. That's what he has to be occupied. So the Gemara, no. There's a higher level of an Adam. Obviously, Adam needs to do mitzvahs, but that's not who you define who he is. Maybe it's tefillah. As Dovid HaMelech said himself, I need tefillah. So the Gemara, no. Right, Avad, that person needs to daven, needs to really be a kli and an oivet. But that's not how you define who he is. The Adam in this world is a person who learns Torah. He needs to learn. That's how you define who he is.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
And the idea is that even if a person is busy, most, as the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in the beginning of Peah tells us, you know, the first thing you take out is Torah. If a person has a mitzvah that nobody else can do it, comes before Torah. If a person needs to do tefillah for us, comes before Torah. Torah is only if there's nothing else involved. There's only the minimum that you have to do. Still, the question is, who's the Adam? How do you define the Adam? Not what he does and what the reward is, but who you are. That's Adam L'Omal Nivra, and that's the Omal HaTorah that you have. We're talking about who is the Adam. Who is the Adam? And to return to that, and that's really Nugat to this week's Parsha, the Hemshech of the Parsha. The Rambam, in Perek Tes V'Hilchos Tshuva, asked the question. He says, what is the main reward and punishment that Adam has? So in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, he goes in length to say that the main reward is Olam Haba, the world to come. And the main punishment is the you know, all the Kores and the Mises Beis Din and all the things, they have to do with higher things. So says the Ram Perek Tes, if that's the case, so what is all the reward and punishment that's written in the Torah? That if you do that, you'll have rain. And if not, what is this thing? Says this thing is in this world. I'm telling you that the main reward and the main punishment is the Olam Haba. So what are you talking about here? And this is what this is special. The Torah tells us, if you're going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what's going to happen? So then you'll have Silichem Daishas Batsi, or Batsi Gitzir Zer, you'll have the harvest in time, V'achaltem Lachem L'Soyv, you'll have bread, Shat L'Vet V'atzir, you'll sit down in peace. That's the whole thing. What's going to happen if not? So then everything you have all the land will not give the harvest, and the enemies will come and fight you, and you'll have suffering in this world. Says the Rambam, that's Olam Hazeh. I just established everything you can get is Olam Haba. So what is this? What is this over here? So says the Rambam, the Yesod is that the reward and punishment of this world is not a schar ve'onish. It's not the reward that you're getting and the compensation that you're getting for what you're doing. It's just the mitzias of what it is. Meaning, I'll go to the summary. He says, if you are going to do everything the right way, then the world will be easy, it will be very good to you. You will enjoy it. You will get away from all the klolos. Then you will have time to learn Torah. Then you can get to the Labo. And if not, so the world will work against you. So Rav Moshe also used to bring it. The pshat is, what is the Rambam telling us? Olam Hazeh, the good things that happen to us in this world and the bad things, is a consequence of what we're doing. Moshe l'adav adoyim, a person puts his hand into the fire. He gets burnt. Is the burning a punishment? Oh, you put your hand to the fire, so therefore you got punished and you got burned. No, it's not a punishment. It's just a consequence. When you put your hand to fire, your hand gets burned. It's not a punishment. It's not an oinish. In this world, when you do the right things, the mitzvahs, the world works with you. The world will allow you to do more Torah and more mitzvahs. The world will join you in what you're doing. And when you're doing aveiros, the world will join you to make this world very uncomfortable for you. If Chas HaShalom, you're not doing the Torah mitzvahs, so you're not doing what you're supposed to, the world joins part of who you are. And as the Rishonim bring, right, there's the famous question, all the philosophers, the older Jewish philosophers dealt with this. What pshat that Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah? What's the reason? It doesn't say in the Torah that if you do the mitzvahs, you'll get reward in the world to come. That's a big question. The Maharal, if I'm not mistaken, brings, I think, six answers to this question. What pshat that you don't have, doesn't mention in the Torah, the reward of Olam Haba? But one of the answers the Rishonim already bring, they say like this, the reward to Olam Haba, and really it's a continuation of this Rambam, the reward to Olam Haba, that's pashut. Of course you can have reward to Olam Haba. We're coming to this world for a purpose. We're not coming to this world to be in this world. We're coming to this world to get something in the world to come. So the Torah doesn't have to tell you, says you do mitzvahs, you'll get the reward when you're supposed to get it. Why is the Torah mentioning all the reward and punishment of this world? That's a chiddush. Because that's not the schar v'onish. So why do I have in this world anything? That's a consequence. The chiddush is the part of your mitzvah, part of your existence in this world, is when you're connected to Torah. And you're connected to mitzvahs, the world becomes, that's who you are. So the world around you joins your existence. But if you're taking away and you're denying who you really are, so you're not only denying your body and your neshama, you're denying the whole world. The whole world is a consequence of your actions. You're either connecting and living in this world the way who you are, or you're not connecting in this world the way you are.
So what's pshat ochel peros hem b'olam hazeh?
There are some mitzvahs that you do everywhere in this world. Some mitzvahs, only, not all the mitzvahs. The Mishnah in Peah says only a short list. Right, we said in the morning is 10 things. So, not everything. There are some things that you haven't worked. Yeah.
No, I'm asking.
No, what's the Ochel Per Seim? Right.
Then the Ochel Per Seim is irrelevant. If it's as he just said, that it's a Metzias, then the Ochel Per Seim is irrelevant.
It's all, right, the Metzias for the rest. You're right. There's 10 that we have to understand. Haischar Ba'al Malekho.
Yeah, that's it. This is the Yotam Menachal.
Very good. So, in Mele, what comes out? That the Schar that... This is part of this whole idea. The Amal means this is who you are. I'm defining who you are. The Torah tells you the Torah needs to be your existence. That's who you are. Part of your existence means where you're living. You're living in this world. I always mention, right, the Arizal that says that the Adam is a Nigle. Nigle, you have a Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichel. Shama is Neshama inside, the Guf is the body, Levush is the clothing, and the Heichel is the house around you. It all connects. It's not a separate thing with no shaykhis. The world is part of who you are. So the world connects. If you're living the way what your real existence is, your amal, meaning that's who you are, so then the world, it connects to that. And if you're not living the way you're supposed to be in this world, so the whole world is against you as well. That's part of the amal atayu into your amal atayu. So with that, you can go back to understand the words of this expression. When you mentioned before, B'chukoisai, a choik, what's a choik? A choik means, it's a lashon of chakika.
Engraved.
Right? The luchos, that we got in Ramayana Sinai, that was chakuk ala luchos. Meaning it wasn't written on the luchos, it was engraved in the luchos. It's brought down the Sfarim HaKadosh, that's the, in the name of the Arizal is brought down. The difference of that is that when you have the Torah that we have, the difference between the luchos, for example, to a Sefer Torah. The milo of the luchos in the Sefer Torah is you have the letters written on a gvil, on the cloth. So you have the ink, and the ink is on the cloth. But the cloth doesn't become part of the ink. You have the gedusha, it's attached to it, all that. The luchos, the luch itself is the letters. When you engrave something into a stone, means when you engrave it, it becomes part of who it is. That's the shor chakika. Choik, what it means choik is, choik, the general in the Torah. What does choik mean? Something you don't understand why you're doing it. Right? We have a zoyz choik as a Torah. Another place where we use choik. Speak about Pari Adumo. The Uma Sa'ilma make fun of Am Yisrael. Choik chakakti. Because Baruch says there's a choik. So what is a choik? It means I don't understand why I'm doing it, but that's who I am. I'm not asking any questions. I don't know why I'm doing this. This makes no sense at all. But I'm not doing it. I have that thing. I'll think about it and then I'll make a decision. The Torah is who I am. So I'm doing whatever it is. We understand or I don't understand. That's part of the chuk. Im bechukoisai telechu. You call you the Torah loshen chukim. Meaning loshen engraved. And you can add the next word is telechu. Telechu is loshen halicha. As it says in David the Melech, the more it brings. Chishavti drachai. Right? It was loshen chishavti drachai. I forgot the Emshech HaPosov. Halachti. What's that? And loshen halicha. Meaning the Gemara tells us that David the Melech, he says, I have all kinds of cheshbonim where I'm going to go to. And wherever I went, I found myself in the Beis HaMikdash. I was planning to go here, to go there. My legs took me. They took me automatically to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what halicha. You don't think too much. You just get, it's where you are. It's like you're breathing. You're walking. Someone just showed me this week, and the Yudo speaks about something regarding thinking in different places. He says, chazaka tamil chachem, that he's always thinking and learning. If you catch the chacham in the street, what is he doing? He's thinking and learning. That's who he is. That's the etzem who he is. So when we speak about b'chukoisai teleichu, it's something which is engraved in you, and you walk with it. It's part of your harilechielech. Without any, you're not thinking too much. That's who you are. Says Rashi, what is that? You have to do mitzvahs. You have to do malacha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. But that's not the omel. Where is the omel? Where is something that's who I am? It's chukah chakakti. It's engraved in me. Where do I have a melim? Shet you a melim atayra. Says Rashi, you have to be a melim atayra. And without you can understand, a melim atayra means it's not a reason, not because you are a melim atayra, you're toiling in atayra, that's why you're getting the reward and punishment. That melim, if you want to use the yeshivish term, it's not a siba, it's a simen. It's not a reason, it's just an indication. If you're a melim atayra, that means that's who you are. If that's who you are, So Mimele, the world will treat you well. You have all the rewards in this week's special. And if you're not, what do you mean if you're not? If you're not means, not if you're not toiling in Torah. Toiling is not, we're not discussing the toiling. We're not discussing the Amelus. We're discussing what the Amelus refers to, who you are. That's why it doesn't say if you loyal to your Amelus in Torah. Because if you loyal to your Amelus in Torah, when you go to the flip side, I would think if you don't toil in Torah, you get the punishments. You don't get all the klalos of this world. It's not because you're not toiling in Torah. Because you're not, it doesn't even come part of you. That indication come out. It says Rashi, you're not going to listen to me to make the Torah what part of you. You can even add more to that. You can't say the Torah is not part of you. The Torah is part of you. So what do you mean? You're just not acting upon it. You're not going to listen to me to make the Torah part of your life. So the Torah is the whole Hagdama, this preview to this Pasha. The chukah, because it's you, it's a chakika, it's engraved in you, it's your life. What's the only thing that we know that's part of your life? That's Torah. I mean, obviously there's mitzvahs too, we'll get to it. That's the next words in the book of Pasuk. As Rashi says, going back to the first Rashi. Yechol zekir mitzvahs, maybe we're talking about mitzvahs, kishu oimer mitzvahs etishmoy, rekir mitzvahs omer. I will speak about mitzvahs. But before getting to mitzvahs, talking about what's who you are. What? How do you define yourself? That's what Chukah Teleichu. Then you get the reward, as the Rambam says, not as a reward for your thing, the consequence. If you're living a life and that's who you are, the world treats you the same way. And if not, not. That's the words of Chukah Teleichu, Shetiyu Amelim Bateyu. And the biggest thing that comes out of it, is one Musar Haskel that comes, that we end, and this is very appropriate, obviously, because the more in the end of Megillah, we mention it a lot, and the Megillah, the Flamdal from the base, tells us that the Pashas b'chukoisai, you must read it before Shavuos. The only reason we don't read it in Mamash before Shavuos is because we want to have a separation between the Klalos and Shavuos. Pashas b'chukoisai belongs to Shavuos. When we come to Shavuos, the Matan Torah, we have to remember, b'chukoisai teleichu, shetiyu amelim b'torah. The Ikar, what the Adam is all about, is the way you define the Adam is Torah. Each one at his own level. Each person in his Shaychus to Torah. Some people, their connection to Torah is when they learn, you know, they learn Chumash Rashi. That's the connection. That's their Chiyus to Torah. Some people, the connection is when they learn Gemara. Some people learn Sifrei Chasidus. Whatever that connection is. But that's your life. It's not some enjoyment or some additional thing. As the Rebbe Tzaddik says, even more than davening. Or more than doing mitzvahs, which that's all chiyuvim and obligations that we need to do. Obviously, we need to perform them. But the way the Torah needs to be received is not as just something that you need to do like you have to do mitzvahs. Torah needs to be received, that's who you are. You are an omel b'Torah. The Torah defines you. It's chukah chakakti, b'chukoy setelechu. It's engraved in you. The way you define yourself is learning Torah. You are mainly material, almost with no reason, so to speak. It's just part of who you are, who your life is all about.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.